Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This morning in prayer, Yahweh put some messages in my heart to share, and one of them was about this topic of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, and all the people that have been calling me up lately, telling me to get involved and how much money they're making and everything else. And my heart is hurting. It's not hurting for the boat I missed. I'm in complete joy with all Yahweh has blessed me with, and He's given me the greatest gift because I made the best investment in Yahshua, a wonderful Messiah. But my heart is hurting because there are so-called Christians or believers or followers of the way who are contacting me, encouraging me to get involved in this cryptocurrency. And I know and I understand these people sincerely believe in the message of this ministry, and they believe in helping others. But in their desire to make wise investments, I believe they're leaving something out. And I will suggest to you today, if people's passion was as excited about the gospel of Yeshua as it is about Bitcoin or getting rich quickly or making money, and they shared the message about Yeshua as much as they're sharing the message about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, we'd be in a much better place. You understand, I tell people to share the word about Yeshua, that He died for us with the world, and people say they're embarrassed, or they'll give me every other excuse why they can't do that, how it's going to put them in jeopardy of losing a position or getting into a controversy they'd rather not get into, and so. But when it comes to something like cryptocurrency and Bitcoin and getting rich quick or something else, they have no hesitation to pick up the phone and call their friends and let their friends know about this wonderful investment. Or they have no problem going on the street and talking to strangers in a line about this wonderful investment and telling people how much money they've made and how much money they can make. Well, I'm telling you right now, and I'm reminding you right now, the best investment we can make is Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. This is the best investment we can make. And the Bible clearly shows this. And the Bible gives a warning about getting rich quick. And the Bible talks about all these things. I'm not against people investing. For money is not evil. It's what people do with the money. I know many people that use money in a wonderful way. There are people that bless this ministry with their money. That's very helpful to help me to keep this message on the air and on the radio and so on. I'm very thankful for people like that. But I know for sure that those people that invest and bless this ministry are not going around and calling everyone, telling them how to make money. They're telling them how to make a good relationship with Yeshua first and foremost. And that's what we have to do. I have no issue with somebody calling me up or calling their friend up and saying, hey, I found a way you could make some money and be financially free. But don't put that before the gospel of Yeshua. That is the message. Don't make that more important. And don't become more passionate about that, about making money, about helping people making money, than helping people know Yeshua, than helping people know what Yeshua has done for you. It's an extremely important thing. And this is the danger of it. This is the danger of the enticement of Satan to say, hey, this is an opportunity to forget about everything else and drop everything else you've worked hard for in your life and to make money and to make money. For the scripture says in Mark 8:36, what good is it for man to gain the whole world yet forfeit his soul? Don't forget Yeshua. Don't forget Yeshua. Proverbs, another word for wisdom, says in 28:22, a stingy man is eager to get rich and is unaware that poverty awaits him. And the Bible warns us about getting rich quick. In Proverbs 20:20-21 says, a faithful man will abound with blessings, but he who hastens to be rich will not go unpunished. An inheritance gained hastily at the beginning will not be blessed at the end. We all have to make our own choice in what we're going to decide to do. And I am so thankful that there are people out there that have good intentions wherever they make their money from. Wherever they make their money from to share it wisely according to Scripture. But before you start calling people up and telling them about these great investments out there, before you start calling people up and looking on the internet and seeing what the jackpot is in a lotto so you can make money real quick, think about how quick are you to share the gospel with others? How passionate or emotional are you about to help others with what Yeshua has done for you? Only somebody who has been there and seen it can understand the greatest investment we can make in our life is to put our faith and our trust into Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah. For if you give the average person, even the average so-called believer or Christian, an opportunity into taking $1 million or taking a relationship with Yeshua, most people will walk away with $1 million or $10 million or $100 million. Never, ever, ever put anything before your faith in Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah. We need to understand this. We need to know this. It says in Proverbs 8:18-21, riches and honor are with wisdom. Enduring riches and right and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, and yes, than fine gold. And my wisdom is better than choice silver. I traverse at the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of justice, that I may cause those who love me to inherit wealth, that I may fill their treasures. You understand what treasures are in life, and you understand the Bible warnings about getting rich quickly. And the dangers that come along with that, and the enticement of the enemy and what the enemy does to these things. We must put our faith before our wallet. You understand? Yeshua is the way to true financial freedom. Yeshua is the way to true health. How many people did you tell today or yesterday that Yeshua died for them? How many people did you share your faith in Yeshua with, and in your conversion and your life, how your life was changed, and this great investment you have made, as opposed to how many people did you tell you feel like you won in a lotto because you invested in Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrency early in life, early in the market, and all of a sudden you're getting the rewards from that? For the Scripture says, again, it says in Proverbs 28:22, a man with an evil eye hastens after riches and does not consider the poverty that will come upon him. We must consider these things. A faithful man will abound in blessings, but he that hastens to be rich will not go unpunished. An inheritance gained hastily at the beginning will not be blessed at the end. Now, I am not warning people that it is a sin to invest your money in wise places. And I'm not saying it's not wise to invest in Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrency. I do have an opinion about it, and I will share it in another video. We must investigate the history of all things and why things were started and how they work. And we must line things up with Scripture. As the Scripture says, test all things. And before we get involved in things, whether they're making money or not, we must look at the history of things and what's behind them before we get involved. There's much illegal activity people can do out there today and make money, but money should not be our goal in the final thing. It should be ways to glorify Yeshua And we're not glorifying Yeshua if we get it, the money from whether it be blood diamonds or some other illegal source. And I'm not saying at this point Bitcoin or cryptocurrency is illegal. I haven't done the complete research on it yet. I haven't completely conducted my study and research to come to that conclusion, to come to any conclusion that say it's anti-scripture to invest in Bitcoin or even in the stock market for that matter. But I can tell you what I see. I see people passionate about this, more passionate about it, it seems, than the gospel, sharing it more than they're sharing the word of our Creator. And we have to understand with this great investment in our wonderful Creator, how He gives us the riches, how His words are more fine than the greatest treasures in life and the greatest things in life. For it says in Job 23:10-12, but He knows where I am going, and when He tests me, I will come out as pure as gold. It says, for I have stayed on Yahweh's path. I have followed His ways and not turned aside. It says, I have not departed from His commands, but I have treasured His words more than my necessary food, making Him everything, everything in our lives. Dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to Yahweh, because all He has done for you, whether you know it or not, all He continues to do for us, let your bodies be a living and a pleasing sacrifice, the kind He will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship Him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world. And the behavior of the world today is to run after the money first. The behavior of the world today is to share and invest, to make money first and build a bank account. But let Yahweh transform you to a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know Yahweh's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. It's one of my desires in life to be financially free and not have to be distracted with thinking about anything to do with choices that I want to make for Yeshua that are being distracted because I don't have enough funds to do so. It is one of the freedoms of life to free us from those things. For I personally have a desire to obtain financial freedom and to have more time to help people, to more time to share the gospel, more time to do these things. That's not saying I can't share the gospel while I'm making and working for money to survive. But my survival does not come from money first. It comes from Yahweh. And I have faith that's more important than gold. And I have wisdom and joy that's more important than silver. And people don't understand this. People don't understand the blessings that come along with being obedient to Scripture. And that's fine if somebody wants to invest in something to make money, whether it's a business or whether it's a business model or something like this. But do not put your faith before that. For somebody that comes to me and says they're investing in Bitcoin, I say, are you keeping the Sabbath? For somebody that comes to me and say they made a lot of money in the stock market, I tell them or ask them, are you following the guidelines and instructions of our Creator? Following what it says in the Scriptures? For somebody that comes to me and says they have the winning lotto ticket, I say, do you know Yeshua, our Messiah, who died for you? What good is it to gain all the stuff and things of the world if you do not know Him? It's my desire, and I know through the blessings that will come, to have a place where people can come and visit, a house they could walk through, or a neighborhood they could walk through, or even a city they can come to, where everyone's proclaiming Yeshua. Everyone's first desire is to tell everyone else and remind everyone else and help everyone else to uphold Scripture, to glorify Yahweh, and to make sure our line is in Scripture with Torah. It's my passion to make this happen. It's my passion to offer a place for people to come to as a refuge, a place for people to come to learn, a place for people to come to recover and heal, with Yahweh being that rock, the rock, and scripture being a foundation of that place. And some will suggest to me, well, if I invest in Bitcoin or cryptocurrency of other types, or invest or win the lotto, I'll be able to do this much faster. I'm not looking for faster. I'm looking for Yahweh's timing. I'm looking for Yahweh's timing for these things. I'm not looking for a get-rich-quick scheme. I'm looking for Yahweh's timing in these things. Again, I'm not discouraging people from making money. I'm not trying to bring a downer on people that are getting rich quick and all these different things. I'm warning to you not to make that more important than the gospel, not to make that more important than Yahweh. For every person you call up to tell about these things, about how you're making money and how they could make money, whether you have the best intentions around, how many people have you called up that do not know about Yeshua and shared with them what Yeshua has done in your life, whether they wanted to hear it or not? How consistent have you been with coming back to that person and telling them again and again? Just like you say, look, I made all this money. Look, I keep making money. Look, you got to jump on the bandwagon. How many people do you tell consistently? Look, I know I told you this before, but I'm telling you, Yeshua blessed me today. He got me home safe. Yeshua blessed me today. He blessed me with this, this, and this. How often are you sharing that? It says in the scriptures in Mark 15 and 16, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. All creation. Are you doing that? Are you doing that? Philippians 1:6 says, I pray that the sharing of your faith may become as effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Yeshua. For the sake of Yeshua. Hallelujah. When it says in the scriptures that the gospel must first be preached to all the nations. First. Are you preaching it first before you're preaching about all these other things? Before you're talking about all these other things? First. First. 1 Corinthians 9:16 says, for when I preach the gospel, I cannot boast, since I am compelled to preach. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. How many of you feel like that? How many of you feel like that? Even if it's not going to benefit you, even if it's going to get you kicked out of certain places, even if it's going to get you kicked off the internet, even if you're going to lose so-called friends, even if you're going to lose so-called family, how many of you have that desire and can't even help yourself from preaching the gospel? Have no fear. No fear to go out there. It says in Isaiah 41:10, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your Elohim. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Do not fear to go out there and share the holiness of Scripture and what Yahweh wants us to do. It says in Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of Yahweh that brings salvation to everyone who believes, to everyone who believes. Luke 12:8-9 says, I tell you, whoever publicly acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man will also acknowledge before the angels of Yahweh. But whoever disowns me before others will be disowned before the angels of Yahweh. And I am concerned that people are making a god, an idol out of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, making it more important than Yahweh. Reading about it, studying it, and investing in it more than they're reading, studying their word, and investing in the word of Yahweh. People have no problem sharing it with strangers, making videos about it. But when it comes to Yahweh, where's that video? Where is that video? Please remember this. Please remember this. The greatest investment we can make. It says in Matthew 9:37, he said to his disciples, a harvest is plenty and the workers are few. Isn't that a sound investment? when there's plenty to gain and only a few people that understand that, and only a few people in the market, and all this to gain. I understand how quickly cryptocurrency is rising percentage-wise. I understand, but we must stay true to the faith. We must stay true to the faith. We must answer that. We must answer that. So whatever it is you eat, drink, or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of Yahweh. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Is your confidence in him? Is your trust in him? Can you honestly say that no matter how much money you make, no matter how much success you find in the business world, you will never make that more important than spending time in prayer with Yahweh, than spending time and investing in Yahweh to the glory of Yahweh and letting people be showing people his glory? The way, the truth, and the life. Remember, in John 14:6, it says, no one comes to the Father except through me. They don't come through how much money they have in their bank account. They don't come through, you know, how many bitcoins they have or things like this. It comes through Yeshua. It comes through Yeshua. Here's the great thing. The question I get and the question people ask, is it too late to invest in Bitcoin? Is it too late to invest in a stock that's risen? Is it too late to invest in other cryptocurrencies? Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. But I will tell you this, it's never too late to invest in Yeshua. It's never too late to invest in Yeshua. I'd like to think this message is somehow getting in front of somebody who doesn't know what Yeshua can offer them. And something I'm saying in these words can make them think and open their eyes. But in reality, most people watching this right now have confessed Yeshua as their Messiah. Most people watching this right now have on some level considered themselves a believer in Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. And I pray that somebody, that the Holy Spirit would bring conviction on people's hearts and people would be compelled to go out there and share the gospel just as much as they're sharing their story about how much money they make and how much money we can make and so on. The Bible says that if we come and follow Yeshua, he will show us how to fish for people. Show us how to fish for people. It says in Isaiah 55, so this is the word that goes out of my mouth. I will not return. It will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish all that I desire to achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Matthew 24:14, this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the world as a testimonial to all nations. And then the end will come. If somebody asks you, let's say you're investing in Bitcoin and somebody asks you about it. Oh, you're prepared with information. You're prepared to tell them how much you made. You're prepared to tell your friends how to do it. You're prepared. It says in the scripture in 1 Peter 3:15. Instead, you must worship Yeshua as Elohim in your life. And if somebody asks you about the believer's hope, always be ready to explain it. And the way you explain it is by sharing your testimonial. Not your testimonial of how much money you've made and how Yahweh has blessed you with Bitcoin or cryptocurrency. No, about how much money Yahweh has blessed you with a faithful heart, a circumcised heart. And the Rahadah Kodesh to convict you when something isn't right. That warning sign when something is wrong. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. It says in Matthew 5:16, in the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may be seeing your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for Yahweh gave us a spirit of not of fear, but of power and love of self and self-control. We are called to go and preach the words of Yeshua. To go and preach the words of Yeshua to everyone. To let people know that Yeshua died for our sins. and raised on the third day according to Scripture. According to the word of Yahweh, that's what Scripture is, to let people know this truth. Speaking the truth. Speaking it to them. It says in Ephesians 5, 15 to 17, be careful in how you live. Not as unwise, but wise. Making the most of every opportunity. Because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what Yahweh's will is. What his will is. What his will is. To go and preach the gospel. To go and share this. It says in Mark 16, 20, and the disciples went everywhere and preached. And Yahweh worked through them, confirming what they said by many miraculous signs. By many miraculous signs. So it's my prayer, my hope, my desire that you would get this, you will understand this. You will understand that when we're preaching the word of Scripture, it's as Yeshua commanded us to do in Matthew 28, 18, and 19. All authority in heaven and earth be given to me. Therefore, to go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of Yahweh, and the Son, Yeshua, and the Radak Kodesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we do it because we have such a love for others, as it says, for Yeshua's love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. Philippians 2, verses 3 and 4 says, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but by humility count others more significant than yourselves. And let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest in others. Yeshua is the only way. And most people don't know that. We must tell them. We must let them know. We must let them know he's the only way. And how will people know it if they don't hear it? How will people know it if they don't hear it? We need to glorify Yahweh in our works. We need to understand, and the scripture says, I take no pleasure of the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they could live. And Yeshua is going to come when the gospel is preached all around the world. Matthew 24, 14 says, and this is the gospel of the kingdom will be preached. And the whole world as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's my prayer that we get this and we understand this and we stop making cryptocurrency or Bitcoin or anything like that, or our riches more important than the riches that Yahweh gives us, more valuable than all the gold, than all the silver. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Me eyes to see the God of angels.